Hi, I'm Sarah Noble, your host for the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. For over 25 years, I've been on a spiritual journey, searching, learning, expanding, and growing. I've traveled the world, led by my heart, on a quest to know myself so that I can support others. This podcast was created from my deep desire to help you connect with your intuition and to inspire you to create a life where the impossible becomes possible and you live into your sacred dreams and desires. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode, one where we look at our nervous system and the way our energetic body compensates for lack of safety in our early lives. So Haley is here with us today because she wants to understand how to receive and interpret intuitive information more consistently. And what this reading takes us on a journey of is really looking at how our intuition is interconnected with our nervous system, that essentially our nervous system transports intuitive information. And when we are young and our energetic body doesn't feel safe, it can do this crazy thing where it puts our energetic nervous system outside our body rather than inside our body, lying along our physical nervous system. It puts it outside itself as a protection, as a way to say, hey, it's not safe around here. I can't really have all of you coming in at the moment. Let's extend outside ourselves just so we can keep you safe. And as beautiful as that is, when we grow up and we get older and we are working on our intuitive journey, if we don't have the proper system set up inside us, we can't channel, we can't bring in this intuitive information because our nervous system is not where it needs to be. So we look at that for Haley because this is what is happening to her. And we talk about that process and then some things that she can do to shift it. We also in our reading today talk about how on this intuitive journey, we really need to address our safety concerns, that the situations that we grew up in, so many of us were not safe, we were not held, we were not energetically protected. And so we have to clean that up as adults if we really want to launch into our lives and set ourselves up for success, because essentially that incorrect programming about our safety is still running through our energetic field. We also look at the importance of playfulness on the path because healing can be really big. And yet we always want to ask that question, how can it be easy? What meaning am I bringing? How can I do this differently? How can I bring more lightness to my life and what I'm doing? We look at the power of choice and accountability on our healing journey, right? As we navigate our internal landscape, what are we choosing and where are we being accountable for our own healing? And then we round out the call by looking at this concept of we're asking for support, we feel unsupported, we want to be supported, yet are we really allowing ourselves to be supported? Do you let people support you? It really is an interesting question to explore. So I love you and enjoy this incredible reading with Haley. Hi, Haley. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
Hello, happy to be here. Thank you for having me. So I'm a bit of an intuitive myself, and I have been able to receive, kind of like we talked about off camera a little bit, some messages. I get a lot of ear ringing that happens that I know have to be energies or entities trying to communicate with me, and I do sometimes receive information. I am trying to be a better receiver, I guess I would say, trying to find how I can tap into a more clear line of communication back and forth, because currently it's very sporadic. I don't know necessarily when it's going to happen. And when I follow the threads of it, it's interesting, but I'd like to be able to sort of tune in more intentionally.
Thank you. I'm following the energy as you're talking, and the way you're showing it to me is from the neck up. There's a lot of intuitive information available to you. Like I can see how that ringing in your ears is just the opening of your intuitive senses. Your crown, I feel there's an opening in it and there's this ability for you to receive. What's happening is from the neck down, there's like a desensitization. I cannot even going to be able to say that word. Sorry. Like desensitized, but from the neck down. And in order to run spiritual information, right, which is coming in through your crown, you have to be able to support it through the power in your body, in your physical body. There has to be an equal amount coming in from the earth to support the amount coming down from the crown, from the cosmos. And they typically meet around the heart. And you're showing me that from the neck down, there's a lot that's blocking this ability for, one, the information to come all the way through to your heart from above, and then also for it to have a place to land that feels supported by your body. So what do you know, feel, experience, notice in your body currently related to what I'm sharing with you?
I'm definitely lately, I hate to use the word trying because there's such a connotation of failure to that word. I am practicing tuning into like the heart chakra energy a little bit more, but I do know that sometimes I think that there is a certain amount of, there's just a narrative that I tell myself that I have some sort of blockage or resistance to receiving the information, and that that's really the only thing left that's standing in my way, that there's not some like old trauma that needs to be released or this and that. You know, like I've been through enough of those things that I feel like there's just a narrative switch of some kind in my mind that I need to flip somehow.
Yeah, it feels like a straitjacket to me, is like the energy that I'm sitting inside of, like you're bound up.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
So often this happens, right, when we have things that happen to us when we're young, when we're not safe, and our energetic body goes into a protection mode, and it's going to create states in our energetic body that are going to protect us from actually having intuitive information arrive because it's basically not safe. So how did you grow up? Were you free to be intuitive? Is this something more your later life?
No, not at all. Definitely very conservative, very anything that was wooey woo or outside of the norm is frowned upon and very shushed kind of thing. So there's definitely not any kind of encouragement in any to any degree in these realms. So I don't know. I guess for me, I sort of think whatever there was or whatever might be there comes from when I was so young that it kind of just needs to go away now because I can't even find what it is. It was so far before I have like memories as a kid, and I have memories from like when I was 3 and 4 years old. So I do understand like the safety element isn't, again, I don't like to use the word issue anymore than I like to use the word trying. I'm aware of it. But I think that is part of where some of my own frustration comes in, is that, okay, yes, I am aware of this. I'm not sure what the, like, okay, well then what else do I need to do at this point? Because trying to sort of like heal and or correct, however, whatever terminology would be appropriate, doing that under my own steam is one of those like, all right, you got to throw me something here, people. Like you have to throw me some kind of, if there's some additional thing I need to do, then there is some support that I obviously require, because trying to do this on my own and it's not moving forward.
Yeah, you're showing it to me as your nervous system.
Okay.
So how do you feel the health of your nervous system is?
I mean, there's things that I would like to correct about my health. Like I have a heart condition, for example, that I do have it in my head. Like, well, there's plenty of people who have corrected so-called incurable diseases in their body, and there's no reason I shouldn't be able to do that. And it's like, okay, well, if my heart chakra energy is where this information needs to flow through, then obviously, again, with like the heart condition, it's like, okay, that's manifesting in that way because I have whatever the blockage is. And it's like, okay, I understand that. And I understand how those things are connected. It's still just that element of, okay, well, fine. Then how do I correct it?
Mm-hmm. Do you find you're an anxious person?
I would say that I can get overwhelmed. I think that overwhelmment that comes from overthinking. And again, more of the things that I have been practicing, slowing down or self-soothing, I guess I would say. So yeah, I don't know if I would say anxious necessarily, but I think that's where I would put it, is that I can have a tendency to like overwhelm myself, especially when it comes to like task work.
Mm-hmm. So the way that you're presenting to me is that you're wearing your nervous system on the outside of your body as opposed to the inside of your body where it wants to live. And our nervous system conducts intuitive information. So part of what's blocking you, right, is the information's coming in, but then it can't continue down through your body because the nervous system energetically, obviously, right, your physical nervous system's inside, but your energetic nervous system is in the outside of your body, which is a highly protective move of the body. So when you were born and in those very formative years, your system determined that you needed extra protection. And so therefore it went and did this for you. It's a very loving move of your body, but it obviously isn't supporting your journey any longer because now your intuitive awareness and connection to God and all these beautiful things isn't able to come past your neck. So the way that I understand how to heal that is through energetic maneuvers. There is a conscious piece that you'll want to look at, like maybe even when you were in the womb, some of it can start then. There is a conscious thread, but a lot of this is an energetic process that you can just start to rebuild and help your nervous system relax and then move back to where it belongs. So that's how I see, like, you're like, how do I move forward? Like, that's one of the ways, is really helping your nervous system repair. And there's going to be some physical stuff, right? Like supplements and probably some conscious work, some journey work, some meditation, those types of things, but also this energetic piece to rebuild that nervous system and put it back where it needs to be.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. That sounds a lot more accurate to me than some other things that I've been working on. And I do recognize that there's some kind of energetic, like I say, switch that needs to be flipped.
Yeah, because your body is not going to allow information to flow freely. Like, it can let some in, right? What you're experiencing. But it's dangerous for the body to allow this to flow all the time because it's not channelized properly in your body because of what's happening. And that can make you sick. That can make you ill if it were to do it. So cleaning this up is going to make it more possible for you to feel and have that intuitive connection on a more consistent basis.
Interesting. Well, mm-hmm. Then I'm just going to have to figure out that bit then, like the energy process bit.
Yeah. Do you have somebody you work with or have resources that you can get support in that?
I have been doing a little bit of like energy work with someone, but I don't know that additional steps from where I am or resources from where I am. If you have any suggestions, happy to entertain them.
Yeah, we can talk about that after the show for sure.
Very cool. That is really interesting. It does seem accurate because, like I say, I recognize that there are energies trying to communicate with me. And I do, again, sometimes get information, but I know that there has to be a way for me to receive more clear messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's like your receiver is just not working right now. It's offline.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. That is actually kind of interesting. It's one of the little tools I've been using lately, is that now and then when I'm trying to just get my mind to quiet enough that I might be able to get information, I will imagine a dial tone. Like I kind of like set a dial tone noise in my head a little bit and just try to tap into like that. Not that anybody knows what that sound is anymore, but from my memory banks, I pull that in and it's kind of a little bit of me being like, all right, I'm here. The line is open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how can I support you from here? What would you like to look at?
I don't know if you would be able to tap into, is there any information that I might be able to follow that's more specific about again, whomever is trying to talk to me. Because like I said, the name Christian popped into my head like mid-January and kind of just keeps popping around. But there's no other information that goes with it for me to sort of, okay, what does that mean? Or I think it's a name. I don't think it's a religious designation. I think it's a name. But then I know that sometimes things that come through aren't necessarily like people either. It's more of a symbolism or something like that. So I guess I'm really not sure. Is there more information that I could follow a thread on that? Or if there is something more prominent that would come through that I could follow that informational thread?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're showing me a golden retriever dog when you talk about that. So do you have any connection to that? Do you want to get a dog? Do you know anybody who has a dog? Maybe it's your spirit animal.
I don't know. There was a golden retriever briefly in my neighbor's backyard that they were watching, but that has left. I don't know.
Have you thought of getting a dog?
I have a dog. I haven't thought of getting another dog. I don't know. That's interesting.
Like, it feels like it has this energy of a spirit animal, yet it's presenting very real, like very physical, which when I see spirit animals, they have a certain quality to them that distinguishes them from real, right? Like physical in a body. And it's like this dog is carrying the energy of both. It's a spirit animal, but it's also a physical being. Like, he's just standing there. He's not giving me anything. It's almost like, you figure it out. What am I to you? Like, he's kind of like, ha.
Ha, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
I mean, honestly, my first thought is my dad. He passed away during COVID and all my animal lover qualities came from my dad. And I know that he used to have, he didn't talk to me about it, but my stepmom talked to us about it after he passed away, that he would have dreams that he was a dog in another life and he was like some kind of guard dog or something. So I don't know, maybe there's a little bit of like quantum physics, time isn't real, mix them up stuff about that. That is interesting. And my dad does visit me a lot, like in my dreams. So it would make sense to me if he was trying to get me in. I talk to him all the time, you know, obviously just the way that you talk to loved ones who are gone, just having conversations one direction. But yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Something to just explore and see what happens. Just feels like it's like a puzzle, but not like meant to be tricky. Just something to kind of play with. Like, huh, I wonder how that might show up in my life. Let me pay attention. Like, that's how it feels.
Okay. No, that's helpful too, because I do have a little bit of that. Whatever part of me is has the issue with safety also has an issue with information coming in, having a bit of a trickster God element. And if I listen to this, is it going to be to my detriment? Because haha, funny joke on me kind of thing. So the playfulness is more helpful.
Yeah. Do you have like a track record of trickster energy coming in or?
Yeah, I do. That's another interesting element to it, because I know that a lot of the sort of trickster energy is me and my playful self. Like, I know that there's a devilish little pixie side to me. I entertain it because I do think it is a fun thing and I have fun with it. But I think there are some other elements of it that can bleed into like a darker sort of energy. And that's something that I don't necessarily consider it to be a bad thing. That's very much where I am in my journey to the idea that like, positive and negative, dark and light, good and evil, they're all just labels that we create. And like, it's all energy that is available to be experienced. It's not something to be afraid of. And so maybe there's just an element of needing to integrate that sort of intellectual understanding I have energetically.
I sense there's a connection between this energy and the way your nervous system is. So I hear you on the light and the dark, and I agree, like, we have to have both, and it's all just energy and all those things. And I also experience that there are energies that are out to undermine us when we get into a power conversation, like not a spiritual conversation, but a power dynamic conversation. And what I sense is that that trickster energy likes that your nervous system is outside your body because there is energy being off-gassed that it likes. So I sense this connection where when you clean up what's going on with your nervous system, right, that energy will dissipate. It's not going to have the same relationship with you anymore because it's like it's coming into, I don't want to use the word feed off you. Like that's the word that's there, but I don't want to make it sound terrible or something, you know? Like,
No. I'm someone who very much believes that we do select the energies that we are going to work with. And so maybe there's a certain amount of me having had some kind of soul contract, if you will, however people want to say it, that I would entertain that energy for whatever purpose there was to be for the expansion of all that is. But there's also like, okay, when it's time and your friendship is just not working anymore, sometimes it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like there's this connection, right? So this energy likes the way your nervous system is. So when you get your nervous system back a little more contained in your body, your relationship with this other energy will change.
And it's time. Change is the only constant because you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That does make sense, though. Like I said, I know that it's become a situation where as much as it might have, if it was a good relationship at one point, it just isn't anymore.
Yeah. Well, where would you like to go from here?
I guess I would like to look into, is there, because part of, for me, the shift in energy and the sort of, I don't know, letting go or moving forward has to do with what is an anchor point that I can sort of focus on as a, I am looking forward to this thing. Because my big thing is that I'm looking for the excitement. I'm looking for the fun because I know that at my core, that is my true self. Like the most playful me is the truest me. And I know that. So for me, I guess, and that's a question that I've been asking myself a lot lately. What can I do for myself to tap in more to that playful, fun self? And I know that, again, that safety element is attached to it because you can't be playful if you don't feel safe. But for me, it's how do I turn that into a fun thing for me to do instead of the, well, you're doing the shadow work? Because the effort element of it to me is what impedes me a lot, sort of the effort, right? And so for me, it's how do I make this a playful game for myself in a forward-looking way?
The question that I love that is dropping in is, well, how can it be easy? I mean, you make the meaning of your life, my love. So if working on yourself and fixing things, if it gets dragged in your version or your conditioning about how it has to be, the way to make it easy or the way to make it fun is that you choose that over and over and over again, again, and again. Like nothing outside of you can make it easy. You are the only one that can do that.
Yeah, I am very aware of that. That is becomes one of those things where like I get that, but then it becomes a situation where it feels like that's an awful lot on me to just flip on my own sort of thing.
But who's going to flip it for you?
Well, right. I don't think that that's the element that I'm at with a lot of it energetically. My energy is very much in a space of where are the support pieces for me while I'm moving through this. Like I recognize that it's my choice all day, every day to like be stuck inside of my head on the loops that I don't want to be on or not to be. But there are also parts of me that are like, okay, there have to be like certain support mechanisms available to me that I'm not seeing that would make it easier.
Mm-hmm. And when you say support mechanisms, you mean like people to help you, programs, ways to do this? Is that?
Yeah, people to help me or spaces I need to be in. And like I talked about before, like I'm moving. And I think that for me is going to be a big shift in the sense of giving myself a space for new energy to reveal itself, create itself. So I think that is helpful because I do feel like I'm kind of that person too, that if I'm in one place for too long, I start to feel very stagnant energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the shift will help.
Yeah, and we were talking in the beginning and I don't remember the exact words, but there was something about you were telling me about that move. And my reflection was that, well, the fact that you actually did it, like you chose to take an action in the world, was what caused your reality to change, right? And maybe it wasn't about the moves, but whatever we were talking about. And I sense the same thing here. Like one of the questions I ask in my enrollment calls for new clients is, are you willing to be supported? Because it's a huge question. You think people would say, yes, like I'm here, I want to be supported. But when we're actually faced with true, actual support, a lot of people run away.
That is absolutely me.
Yeah, I carried the card, the business card. This is how long ago it was, right? Like a full business card of a therapist in my wallet for one full year. This was 20 years ago. Took me a year to ask to show up for the support that had been offered to me. So that space, right? You're not alone in that space. But if you're not willing, like if you are not available, spirit cannot send you support. Spirit probably is sending you support. You just can't even see it.
But again, with that trickster energy is the awareness that the support is being offered and I'm not seeing it becomes the point of frustration.
Yeah. So I would say a rich place for you to explore is why you are closed to support.
I'm aware of the why and where that comes from in my upbringing and conditioning. So then the question for me becomes, okay, how do I turn it into something fun for me or a game for me to look at that conditioning that I know is where the lack of safety or the lack of ability to receive support comes from?
And I think that's going to be in the relationship that you co-create with whoever is the person that's going to support you. That gets to be a requirement for you that there needs to be ease and fun and flow sprinkled in with the hard, the dark, the deep. And how are you going to co-create that together so that that part of you is fed and thrives as well, right? Because healing work is hard. I mean, it just is. But it doesn't have to be like drudgery. It doesn't have to be terrible, right? Like there is a way to hold it where you're calling in the earth, where you are connecting with nature, where you're bringing in fun and you're allowing all of you to be alive.
And yeah, that's where we all want to be, right? Like really, really able to enjoy the richness of this human experience and not have it be drudgery when you're looking at the contrast elements.
And it does change. I mean, my own personal experience, it does change. It is nowhere near as hard as it was when I first started. Some things, they're rough. You know, you really have to look into the cracks, pull everything out. It's not easy per se, but it's not how it was when I first started. That was just very different. We build resilience, we build trust, we build faith, we build all these things within ourselves that help.
Yeah, that trust element, it goes hand in hand with the safety, right? Like that's mm-hmm. the thing that you need to be able to cultivate is that trust, that self-trust.
Yeah. And that feels like for you that that is going to be a starting point on your journey, right? This nervous system, the trust, the safety, that's going to be a foundational block in what you're building, what you're creating for you to stand on.
I might need a nap before I do more work. But that's all right. Sometimes that's how it goes.
Well, you know what? That in itself is creating safety and trust.
Yeah, giving yourself space for rest. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal too.
Yeah. Well, what are you taking away from our call today?
Well, I think I need to have a little conversation with this trickster energy and we need to break up. It's been fun and nothing personal, but it's just time. The idea of like that energetic element is something that I do need to explore just because it makes a lot of sense to me that I would have recognized the environment I chose to incarnate into was not going to be a safe space for the kind of energy or communication or intuitiveness that I wanted to experience. And so it was of value to me early on to have that protective energy. And I certainly recognize that. But yeah, it does not serve me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Does this feel like an okay place to land today?
I think so, yeah. I do appreciate you. Thank you, because I'm a very visual person. And so that sort of energetic visual for me does help. The idea that like a lot of my energetic power had to jump outside of my body to make me feel safe physically. And that sort of physical safety issue has like, it's time to flip that paradigm a little bit. So no, I do think the visual of that is helpful for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It gives you something to work with, to be able to see and to understand the concept of what's happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this session. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. To learn more about connecting with your dreams and your intuition so that you can create a life full of possibilities, visit me at www.sarahnoble.com and see how we can create magic together. A big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place for us all.